Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall, and joining us on the program this morning is the 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Melissa Stabner. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I am doing well, and I sure hope you are.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it because I know we're getting to what's probably going to be a very busy time of the year for you with summer coming up. There's always a lot of cool things with 4-H. So how about sharing some of the things that are going to be available for the youth in 4-H in Yadkin County this summer with us, Melissa?
Probably one of the most exciting things that is happening here in Yadkin County is the cooperative extension, which 4-H is a part of, is going to be moving to their new building, and the ribbon cutting will be on June 1st. So we will be housed at the Surrey Community College campus in Yadkinville, and we will be part of the Ag building, which is located behind the current building, and we're all very excited about that, and that will give us an opportunity to do some more programming because of the facilities that we now have to do programs. Some of the programs that we'll be offering this summer for youth that are not enrolled in 4-H or active in 4-H currently are we do a Zoo Snooze program for youth ages 8 through 12, where we take youth to the North Carolina Zoo and stay overnight in the educational building and have workshops for them. And then we go on a night hike at the zoo. The next day, we spend the day touring the North Carolina Zoo, which is a wonderful facility and program, and our youth really enjoy it and get a chance to learn a lot about what goes on at the zoo that they might not have had the opportunity to view before.
Fun and exciting place the zoo is, yeah.
Next, we have a program in June, which is called an Area Health Camp. We are doing that in conjunction with Surrey, Yadkin, Wilkes, and Allegheny counties. It's for youth ages 14 and up. It's a two-day camp, and it's June 27th and 28th, and we are going to be the first day in Surrey County at Pilot Mountain with our teens, and they're going to be learning about food and nutrition and food safety, and then be spending the afternoon doing physical activity, hiking at Pilot Mountain.
Oh, very cool.
Second day, we will be here in Yadkin County, and we will be at our new facility, and we will be learning about CPR, first aid safety, and about health concerns for our teens. The afternoon we will be spending at beautiful Lake Hampton getting some physical activity, teaching the young people about boating safety, and also we will have sun safety, and they'll have the opportunity to kayak or the pedal boats there at Lake Hampton.
Great.
One of the areas that we need to address with our young people is the health concern. A lot of our young people and teens are developing illnesses related to, you know, their lack of physical activity and
yes,
their lack of good, solid nutrition practices. So we thought we'd focus on that for our area teens to be involved with. Another area that is important to us is the environment in which we live. And in July, we will be doing an environmental day hosted by Wilkes County, and that's for youth ages 8 to 12 to educate them about the importance of their environment and how to take care of their environment, learning about recycling and other programs that will help protect our environment so that it will be here for the future.
Sure.
Probably the last program that I'd like to discuss on August 18th, and again, this will be an area program, we are going to host at the Lone Hickory Arena our Progressive Agricultural Safety Day Camp. This is a tremendous program. We've done this in the past, but we haven't had one in this area in about 10 years, where we work with the Agri-Medicine Department at NC State, and we teach young people about ATV safety, lawnmower safety, fire safety, sun and water safety, chemical safety, a lot of things we need to make sure that our young people that are starting to stay by themselves, those that are actually utilizing ATVs and lawnmowers know how to properly handle them and use them. This is going to be a program that's free. We hope to have some more information out about that program within the next month.
That'd be a great program. And I did say at the top of the show that it's going to be a busy summer, and it sure sounds like it's going to be. Our guest is Melissa Stabner. Melissa is the 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Melissa, I know from talking to you over the years that 4-H has obviously evolved it originally, and that a lot of people may still think of it as primarily agriculture or home economics. That's the roots of it, of course, but it really is a much more diverse program now. Can you talk to us about some of the changes and some of the different focuses that 4-H has now for youth development?
Of course, we still have some of the programs that stem from our roots, but an area that we're paying a lot of attention to and doing a really great job is the science, technology, engineering, and math. The STEM area, providing opportunities for young people. And some of the summer programs that I alluded to actually directly correlate to those particular areas.
Right.
We're trying to really emphasize the science end. We also, in our traditional programming, have a 4-H Electric Congress, and we take youth to camp. But we're really trying to focus on those areas, as well as one of the primary goals and of our 4-H program and focus areas is developing strong leaders and also great citizens, as they will be the next leaders of our community.
Yeah.
And so we try to focus many of our programs have those components and life skill areas also in them incorporated, so that we are training our leaders for the future.
The more strong leaders and focused leaders that you can develop in the 4-H program, the better things look for all of us in the future. I think it's terrific. Melissa Stabner, our guest, she's a 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service here on Extension Today on WIFM. Melissa, you often talk to me about volunteers, and I know a lot of people would like to volunteer, be a part of 4-H. What would be some of the volunteer requirements and maybe even just volunteer opportunities with the program?
Volunteers are essential to the success of our program. They're the backbone of cooperative extension. Many of the programs rely upon volunteers, and I need really dedicated, committed volunteers that would be willing to work with our young people.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking for volunteers. We have several different types or roles that might be available. They would have to fill out a volunteer application. If they are going to be a long-term volunteer,
right,
working with the youth for a period of time and doing programming with them, there is an application process, and then a background check is done to ensure that there aren't any issues, and then that we would be able to have them serve as a volunteer.
Right.
There's lots of different roles. If you have a particular interest or skill set that you might like to share with our young people,
mm-hmm,
and do a summer program, we have opportunities available for that. That process would involve filling out an application, and that process, if you were going to be with Extension staff, we would not have to complete the entire, you know, part of the application.
Right.
So there's opportunities for you to come in and assist myself in programming, in foods and nutrition, if you're interested in the environment, if you have a particular area or skill set that you might like to share with youth between the ages of 5 and 18, we would definitely appreciate the help and support. Our youth need to have opportunity to work with competent and caring adults, and finding volunteers is probably the hardest aspect because everybody is so busy.
Mm-hmm.
But we really do need them here in Yadkin County and in the 4-H program.
Well, and it would be a great opportunity as a volunteer to have a positive influence on young people's lives and where they head in the future. So if anybody is wanting to be a part of it, how do they contact you, Melissa?
They can contact me here at the Yadkin County office, and that number is area code 336-679-2061, and we are open between 8 and 5, 5 days a week. And again, we are looking for either people that have a specific skill that they may like to share, or talent they may like to share with young people, or somebody that just wants the opportunity to work with young people and help develop and guide them into, competent, caring adults.
Sure. Well, and before we close, let me say congratulations on the move to the new location. Not only is it just a beautiful facility, but you got a little more elbow room to work now, don't you?
We do. Yeah. Yakin County really has needed this type of facility, so we're very excited about the opportunity to be able to have meetings and programs and host things here in Yakin County that we haven't had the ability to do before. So we're very excited about that opportunity.
Going to be great, I'm sure. Melissa Stabner, 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Enjoy the summer. I know you're going to be very busy, but that's a lot of fun stuff going on too. So you enjoy that, and we'll talk with you again very soon.
Thank you so much.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.